Calling Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Government to assist registered farmers affected by flooding and landslides last week. Stay with us to find out more and later or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JSF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JSF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JSF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JSF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development.
Registered farmers who were affected by landslides and flooding caused by heavy rains over the May 4 to 7 period are to get assistance through funds allocated to members of parliament. Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Audley Shaw says through collaboration with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, each urban constituency will receive $600,000, while rural constituencies will be given $1 million to provide support to affected farmers. Preliminary estimates indicate that close to 1,200 farmers across 10 parishes lost a total of 1,520 tons of produce and 1,649 livestock, mainly poultry, with losses estimated at $76.5 million. The parishes include St. Andrew, Clarendon, St. Anne, St. Catherine, St. Thomas, St. Elizabeth, Manchester, and Westmoreland.
While we are happy that the damage was not major, some of our small farmers were in fact affected and are in need of assistance, and we are committed to providing this support to get these farmers back on their feet.
Mr. Shaw says the damage was not as devastating as the $800 million loss during the same period last year or the $300 million in damage recorded for November and December 2017. In the meantime, the Agriculture Ministry is reporting the onset of the leaf blight disease following rains in several parishes over the May 4 to 7 period. The disease affects Irish potato.
We are particularly sensitive to the onset of fungal and bacterial diseases, especially in relation to the Irish potato crop. The country has made steady progress in the production of Irish potatoes, with over 90% self-sufficiency last year.
Mr. Shaw says the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, conducted an urgent assessment of damage to the agriculture sector in a bid to ensure that there is no loss of production time.
We will move to provide farmers with the chemicals they need to stave off the leaf blight disease that has arisen and which could seriously affect the output in the middle of the potato season.
The Agriculture Minister says despite last week's heavy rains, the ministry is satisfied with the level of rainfall for the first quarter of this year, which contributed to a 2.1% increase in domestic crop production. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Kos jankro pilid and turkey bakes. Translation: if you curse a jankro about its head, a turkey will be upset. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, if you offend someone, you also offend his kind, and they too become your enemies. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.